British Uber drivers just got employment. David Brancaccio with you here. Leading with a watershed day for Uber in Britain, the car service has agreed to offer minimum wage, vacation pay, and retirement contributions to drivers there. This after the UK's highest court ruled that drivers are employees subject to laws governing employees. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, has more from London. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Who do these changes apply to?
Well, they apply to Uber's 70,000 drivers here in the UK. Now, the company will pay at least the national living wage from now on, which stands at just over $12. It'll go to drivers regardless of their age. It's important to note here in the UK, that wage fluctuates depending on whether you're over or under 25. And Uber says it will also now automatically enroll its drivers in a retirement plan and pay contributions. It'll also give them vacation pay.
And where's it going to get the money for this?
Well, Uber's general manager, Jamie Haywood, said it won't come from higher fees for passengers. He told the BBC he plans to pay for it by expanding the business.
By bringing drivers onto the platform and also by growing with cities as they unlock, this will be a good business move as well.
It's important to note, though, analysts have said prices did rise in California to offset driver perks that were part of the Prop 22 ballot measure passed in November.
And what are you hearing from British drivers?
Well, it's interesting. The two men who originally brought the case against Uber have welcomed the changes, but they say they don't go far enough. They want drivers to be paid for the time they spend waiting for customers, for example, because as it goes, they're only paid for the time they're spent driving. And one employment lawyer also told the BBC that she worries how it will affect the wider gig economy if there are higher costs to operate. Some companies, she argues, may hire fewer workers or just stop operating altogether.
Victoria Craig hosts an early edition of Marketplace Morning Report out of the BBC in London, and we're together in the podcast feed every day. Victoria, thank you.
My pleasure.
Uber's stock is down about 3% right now. The Federal Reserve will not tinker with interest rate policy later today, he said confidently, but without inside information. The Fed statement is due in just over 4 hours. That said, market interest rates have been going up. Who would have said a month ago that the benchmark 10-year rate would be up at 1.67% now? Susan Schmidt is at Aviva Investors.
Coming into the year, that 10-year interest rate was well below 1%. Right now, it's at 1.67%. That's a huge move. And what it does say is that investors are expecting the economy to start heating back up. It's unlikely that the chairman of the Fed today will change their messaging, which is they're not going to move interest rates at all. But the market is certainly anticipating a move eventually.
That's the head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. NASDAQ stocks are down this morning. The index minus 0.9%. The S&P 500 is down 0.4%. But the 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average are collectively up 81 points, 0.3% now. Vaccines are rolling out, some businesses are reopening, and the COVID death rate nationally is declining. But tens of thousands of people are still testing positive for the coronavirus every day, with some new hotspots for infections emerging. And CDC data show Latinx people are disproportionately affected. In one hospital in Colorado's Weld County, Latinx people have made up over half of the COVID hospitalizations. KUNC's Adam Reyes reports this is bound up in the impossible choice many face between economic security and family health.
For a while, talk during dinner in Erica Cardenas's home focused on trying to understand how she and her seven relatives all got mild cases of COVID-19 in December.
I guess since everybody was working and everything, we can figure it out.
No hospitalizations, just coughing and fatigue mostly. She and the other adults work in retail, farmers markets, oil fields, and local meatpacking plants. Census data shows 70% of Latinx people in Weld County work in essential jobs. Many also live with multiple roommates or relatives. Dr. Michelle Barron leads infection prevention for UC Health Hospitals.
It's like check, check, check. Every risk that you could potentially have, these groups generally did.
According to state health data, a Weld County JBS meatpacking plant has had nearly 400 infections since the pandemic began and 6 deaths. Many plant workers are Latinx. Cardenas' mom and aunt both work there. JBS executive Tim Shellpepper says the meatpacking giant protects workers with face shields, staggered shifts, partitions.
I believe that our interventions are effective.
The U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration fined the JBS plant in Greeley about $15,000 for failing to protect employees from exposure to COVID-19. The company has appealed that. More than 2,000 JBS workers in Colorado got the first of 2 vaccination shots in early March. Dr. Mark Wallace led Weld County's health department until retiring in May. He says preventing disproportionate infections in communities of color requires systemic change.
If you can't earn a living, if you don't have safe housing, if you don't have access to food, if you don't have transportation, you're going to never have equitable health outcomes.
Looking back, Cardenas isn't sure her family could have avoided the virus. She worries about her community.
You never know how much people you were exposed to and how much people you infected.
Colorado Public Health orders limited business operations to reduce COVID spread, but Weld County officials said they would not enforce those orders, encouraging individual responsibility instead. In Greeley, I'm Adam Reyes for Marketplace.
And Japan is going ahead, and next week will begin the running of the Olympic torch ahead of the scheduled opening of the Games there in about 4 months. Despite the pandemic, about 10,000 runners will participate, running the flame through all 47 of Japan's prefectures. If this sparks a new COVID outbreak, there's concern the backlash could delay or scuttle the games. Fans along the road are being asked to mask up, stand apart, and to cheer quietly. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.